Daft has Vavam and Beis, 9 lines down. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from the 4th Perek of Taros, which is Al Shisha Sfeikos Sarfenes Atruma. We were focused, of course, on Tumas Eretz Amim in the last Shia, but let's go through the 6 cases because we didn't get a chance in the last Shia. So by way of introduction, if Truma contracts Tuma Vadois, in a case of Vada, it's burnt. If it becomes Tome in a Suffolk situation, then you're not allowed to eat it, but you don't burn it, because it might be Tahora, and you're not allowed to be Ma'abid, you're not allowed to destroy Truma Tahora, so therefore we put it in a limbo state called Tolim, we don't eat it, we don't burn it. Now, even if Truma contracts Tuma Devrehem, Tuma Derabbanon, then in general we would not burn Truma that's Tahora min HaTorah, it's only Tumei Midoraisa, even in the case of Tuma Vadois. But our Mishnah here in the 4th Perek of Taros is teaching us that there are 6 Tumos that are Metamos B'Sofek Migzeres Chachomim, and in these 6 cases, if Truma becomes Tmeya, and there are 2 possibilities, either a person himself comes in contact with one of these 6 Tumas, and even if it's in Rishus HaRabim, and then he comes in contact with Truma, or alternatively the Truma itself came in contact with one of these 6 categories, then we burn the Truma. And the Mefarshim explained that the reason for this is because these 6 Tumos in which the Rabbanim made Gzeira because of a Sofik Tumah Shel Torah, they gave it the status of a Tumah Shel Torah. So the Mishnah goes through 6 Tumos that are Metamos Misofik, and yet Sorfin Allah Esa Truma, if Truma comes in contact with one of them, then it has the same Tumah, the same status as Tumah Vadois, and we burn the Truma. Number 1 is Al-Sofik Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras is a field, and they plowed the field, and there was a burial, there was a kever that was plowed in that field, and now they established that the offer of this field is Metami B'Magu Masa Misofik, because we're afraid that maybe the machresha, this plow, would have dragged along a piece of the mess, which is called Etzem Kisiora, which is the size of a barley, and that's enough to be metame bitumas mago masa. So if a person were to touch or carry a gush offer from this field, which is called a Beis HaPras, and then he would touch Truma, or if the Truma itself came in contact with this gush offer, then we would burn the Truma. That's number 1. Number 2, Ve'al Sofek Offer Haba Me'eretz Ha'amim. The din is that a gush offer, a clump of ground, of land, of dirt that comes from Chutzlar, from Eretz Amim, into Eretz Yisrael, is Metami V'Magu V'Masa Misofek, because we're afraid that maybe again there was an Etzem Kisiora Minames. That's a Mishnah in the 2nd Perek of Olos. In any event, Sofek Big Day Ama Oretz. So you have the garments of an Ama Oretz. Those two are Metami V'Mago V'Masa Misofek, because we're afraid maybe his wife sat on these Bgadim when she was in Nida. Then we have Sofek Kelim Hanim Tzoyim. You find Kelim, and Chacham would go there that maybe these Kelim that you find out in the marketplaces in the streets, maybe they became Tame through a Zav or through a mess, and therefore they're Metame B'Maga Misofek, and they'll be Metame even Adam and Kelim. Then we have Al Sofek Harokim Hanim Tzoyim. You find Roke, which is spit, saliva, and the Rabbanim made Gzeira that it's Metami Misofik, because maybe this spit, this saliva, came from a Zav or a Nida. Then we have Sofik Me Raglayim Ragli Adam, Shehem Keneged Ragli Behema. So you find urine, human urine, that's next to, close to the urine of an animal, and you can know to distinguish between these two liquids, you know, which one vade came from an Adam. So then it's metame b'magu b'masami sofek, because maybe it came from a zav. So these are six tumos. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, al vadei maga'on, shu sofek tumosim, the whole entity in these six cases is sofek tuma, but if you definitely came in contact with them, then sorfin es ha-truma. So again, either it means that truma came in contact, or a person came in contact, and then he came in contact with the truma. But if, let's say, you had a suffix whether the tumeim or not, whether the tuma came to be, in other words, whether you came in contact with a gush offer or a sodav esapras or not, or the truma did or didn't, then in all those cases, even if it's a suffix, and even if it's in Rishus HaRabim, is Sarfin es HaTruma. I think I was unclear when I said even if it's a suffix, Sarfin el HaTruma. What I meant to say is that even though the original Sibas HaGzera, the backdrop or the background to this Gzera was only suffix, but nevertheless, it becomes Tumas Vadai, Midivrehem. And if you know that you came in contact with this, any of these six, then it's going to be Metagi B'maga Truma, the Truma's Nisrefes, even in a Rishus HaRabim situation. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Al Sofek Magon, we're going to treat this Tuma Midevrayim exactly as Tuma Doraisa, so that if you have a Sofek Maga, you don't know whether you came into a Beis HaPras, then we say the following. If it's Rishus HaRabim, we say Sveikotar, and we don't burn the Sofek, we don't burn the Truma. But if it's Rishus HaYochid, then we say that any Sofek that's no like Rishus HaYochid is Sofek no like Truma, we go L'chum. The Chacham Omer Rishus HaYochid, if you had a Sofek Maga Rishus HaYochid Tol, in other words, we're not going to apply the same principle to a Sofek Tumah Doraisa, to these Tumas which are only rabbinic enterprises, but rather we're going to be Tola, we don't eat nor do we burn the Truma in a case of Rishus HaYochid. So that's in a case of Noga Sofek B'chol Elu, then we're going to apply the principle of Tolin. Even in Rishus HaYochid. Only in Rishus HaYochid. That's what I meant to say. U'Rishus HaRavim, says the Mishnah Torah. So if you had a Sofek Maga with any of the above, those six Sfekos, like Ofar Michutz L'Oretz, Beis HaPras, Bigvei Amoretz, Sofek Kelim Nimtzoim, or Sofek Rokin, in all these cases, Sofek Meiraglaim, if you had a Sofek, then Birshus HaRabim is Tohar. And there's a machlokas in the Mefarshim about this case of Sofek Magon between three Tanoim. There's going to be the Dasa Tanakama that even in Rishus HaYochid we would say Tohar in a case of Sofek Maga of one of these six. According to Rabbi Yossi, even in Rishus HaYochid we're going to say Sarfin. I'm sorry, only in Rishus, I made the same mistake again. Only in Rishus HaYochid we say Sarfin. And according to the Chachamim, if it's Rishus HaYochid is Tolin, but Sofek Maga Rishus HaRabim is Tahar. Let's just quote the Rambam once we're at it. The Rambam says, Im Nitmeis Truma Machmas Echa Mishisha Dvarim Elu Afal Pisha Iker Tumasu B'Sofek Harezu Tisarev Hoelu Vadai Sfekos Elu Tumasa Minatora Shemes V'Hazav Mitame Minatora. Fine, I will Im Nistapik Lo B'Chol Mokim Im Noga B'Beis HaPras Ubi Eretz Amim O Lo Noga Im Noga B'Godim V'Rokim V'Kelim E'Reglaim Im Lo Noga Hareilu Tolin. Shema Tmeim Heim O Tohorim. V'im Tomer Tmeim Shema Noga Shema lo naga v'nimtzu shnei sveikos v'yein sarfin al shnei sveikos ela tolin. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumah Perek Yud Gimel. And the Kesef Mishnah there says that the Rambam paskins like the Tanakama, who holds that even b'shus hayachid, in a case of safek, it would be tar because the Rambam has a svek sveika. So the Rambam says, "If nistapek lo b'chol mokom, etc., noga v'beis haprast, etc., etc." Is here the Rambam says, "Hareilu tolin." So 1 second, what would be the Tanakama's opinion? Tanya Kama says that what? Afilu b'shus hayachid tahar. I think what the Kesef Mishnah is saying is that the Rambam was so same and he said tolin. The Rambam didn't differentiate as the Chachomim would in this Mishnah between b'shus hayachid and Rishus HaRabin. Because the Ram says, Im Nistapik Lo, etc., B'chol Elu, is Harelu Tolin. So it could be that what the Kesef Mishnah is saying is that the Tanakama would hold Tolin as the Chachomim do in Rishus HaYochid, but they extended the Din of Tolin even to Rishus HaRabin. That's a possibility. Now, as far as this distinction between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabin, let's just mention that in the Parsha of Sota, in Parsha's Noso, it says V'hi Nitma or V'hi Lo Nitma. And the Gemara in Sota Chav Ches says that this pasuk is coming to teach us that if you have a Sofik Im Zinsa, she's Asur L'Baila Kevadai Zinsa. And we derive from Sota Kal V'Chomer, Uma Sota Shein Asura Ela Kasher Zinsa V'Mezit. Is Asra Sotor B'Sofe Ki Ilu Hu Vadai, Is Dover Tomei Shemetame Af Kasher Noga B'Shogeg Ubi Ones, Is Kol Shken Shenechshav Bo Sofe Ki Ilu Hu Vadai. And then we're going to go back to Sota and say that the suffix of Sota is nolad kshinistera, that's called a makom seser, which is otherwise equal to Rishus HaYochid, af suffix tuma, dino kevadek ak Rishus HaYochid, af suffix tuma Rishus HaRabim, tahar. In any event, Ula, as we saw yesterday, identifies all these sheish sveikas as a gzera of tuma that generates Sreifas Truma Be'usha. That was established Be'usha, and that's way after the Churban Abayis. So what are we going to do with all the proofs that we had to establish from two different prices that Yossi ben Yoes and Yossi ben Yochanan in the early generation were gozer on Tumas Eretz Amim, and the Brisa that says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that the Rabbanan of Shmonim Shana made that Gzera. So how do we fit that in with Usha? And that was the last thing we discussed yesterday, just a quick chazara. There are three different periods of time. During the earliest period of time of Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yochanan, they made a gzera on Gush, and that's for Tliya. They didn't touch Avir of Eretz Amim. The Rabbanan added Avir of Eretz Amim, but they equated it with Gush, and it's all Tliya. And then came along Usha, and they upgraded the gzera of both Gush and Avi, and I'm sorry, of Gush, and that became Sreifa. Then in the case of Gusha, if there's Magav Truma with Gush Afar of Eretz Amim, you burn the Truma. And in terms of Avira, they left it as it is with a din of Tliya. And now we're ready to start our learning for today. This was all to be mashlim what we had started yesterday. And we're up to the two dots of Kli's Chuchis, which if you count from the bottom of Tesvav Amid Beis, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. And by way of introduction, all the Kalim that are listed in the Mishnah as far as Kabbalah's Tumah, and this is Kli Eitz, Beged, Or, Vesak, in Vayikra Yud Aleph, all of them are Makabel Tuma, but then there are Kalim that are not mentioned in the Torah, that are not on that list, that biblical list. For example, Kli Glolim, Kli Avonim, Kli Adoma, as we're going to see later on in the Gemara in Daf Nun Ches. Those are Kalim which are not Makabel Tuma at all. And then we have a third category, and that's Klei Zchuchis. Klei Zchuchis are not Makabel Tuma Midoraisa because they're not listed in the Parsha in Vayikra Yud Aleph, but the Rabbanon instituted a Tuma for Klei Zchuchis. So now we come to the following conclusion. All Kalim Shenitmu, if you want to be Matire them, then they, like an Adam, are subject to Tevila and Mikvah. Or you could break them and refashion them. But the only exception to that is Kli Cheres, which is earthenware. They don't have Tara in a Mikvah, they only have Shavira. And the Gemara later on is going to clarify the comparison between Kli Zchuchis and Kli Cheres. Then we have the category of Klei Matechos, which are metal kelim. And they are Makabel Tuma min HaTorah. And the matter is not whether they are Pshutim or they have a base kibul, if they're flat or they are receptacles. Other kelim, other than Klei Matechos, are Makabel Tuma only if they have a base kibul. All kelim are only Makabel Tuma b'negiyo b'tuma, whether it be b'tocho or migavo, but Kli Cheres is unique in that in the case of pottery, they are Makabel Tuma me'avirom, so if you have a sheretz hanging in the airspace with inside the Kli Cheres, even though they didn't touch the walls of the keli, nevertheless the Kli Cheres is Makabel Tuma. But if, on the other hand, a sheretz would fall on the outside of a Kli Cheres, then the Kli Cheres would not be Makabel Tuma. And Rabbi Yochanan says something in the name of his Talmud Reish Lakish, which we're going to see in a minute, which is a big chiddush. So let's first go back to the Vraisa that we mentioned, that we had quoted earlier on Daf Yudalit Amud Beis, that explains the time, the reason for the Gzeiras Tuma of Kli Zchuchis. Kli Zchuchis, which was again a Gzeira of Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, my time of Gozubu Rabban and Tuma, what motivated them to generate a Tuma in the case of Kli Zchuchis? After all, these are not Kalim that are mentioned in the Torah itself. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Om Reish Lakish. That's an interesting formulation here. That's a chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan would mention Halach in the name of his Talmud. We'll see a similar thing later on in the Gemara about Rav Shimon Gamliel, who's the Nasi, who says something in the name of Rabbi Meir, who is a Chacham. And it could be that the status of Reish Lakish, even though he's a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, is that of a Talmud Chover. And we saw in Yuma once that Rabbi Yochanan calls Reish Lakish Mar, like speaking to him in third person. And if it's possible that he would say Allah in the name of Reish Lakish, his Talmud, because they were Talmud Chover relationship. However, just for the sake of knowledge, you should know that the Maloa Roim here in the back, he says that it says Reish Lamed. And we thought that was Reish Lakish, but really it's Rab Levi. Now it could be that Rab Yochanan, since he survived beyond Reish Lakish, he quotes Reish Lakish. In any event, Hoil Utrilas Briosim in Achol, Shavinu Kikli Cheres. Shavinu Rabbanan Kikli Cheres. There's a great similarity between glassware and pottery and earthenware. Both are created from from chol, from sand. And if you ever go to Venice, now's not a good time to go to Venice these days because of the virus, but you can watch how they make glass. And they take chol. Well, actually, even in Venice, it's hard to see this, because that part of it, I don't know if you'll see in Venice. You'll see the shaping of the glass. But in any event, the creation of glass is through chol, which is like pottery, just like a kli cheres is made from chol, is made from sand. So Rabbanon gave the status of a kli cheres to a kli zchuchis, to a glassware. So because tchilas yitzirasam of kli zchuchis is min achol, people might consider them part of kli cheres, and therefore if you're not going to be knowing tumah, they'll make a mistake, they'll think there's no tumah in a kli cheres, when we said, as we discussed earlier, that kli cheres are makabel tumah. So the Gemara asks the following kasha, elamei ata, now that you're telling me the reason for the gzera on kli zchuchis is to be makabel tumah because they're similar to kli cheres, is lo te'elem tara b'mikvah? Why don't we go the full 9 yards and say that just like in the case of a kli cheres, this makabel tumah, ein lehem ela shvira bilvad, you can only break them, you can't put them into a mikvah. So too, kli zchuchis, by virtue of this analogy, of this gzera that equates kli zchuchis with kli cheres, they shouldn't have any tara in a mikvah. They should only have tara through shvira, like a kli cheres, alama tanan. So what do we learn in the Mishnah Mikvos in the 9th parak? It says, V'yelu chotzim v'kelim hazefes v'amor b'kli zchuchis. The Mishnah there is enumerating various kinds of chatzitzos in kelim. So you put it into the mikvah, but there was some blockage, there was some chatzitza, and the tefillah therefore is invalid, and they remain tumah. And amongst the list of chatzitzos, in the case of kli cheres, it's mentioned zephes and mor, that if they got stuck, zephes we said was pitch or tar, and mor is a kind of a bosom, a kind of a fragrance, and it's similar to zephes apparently. Anyway, he got attached to the kli zchuchis before he put it into the mikvah, and once it gets attached in a very strong way, people are makbin on that. There's certain things that are not called chatzitza because there's no kpeda. You know, things get stuck on a kli, and you know it's here, there, and passing. So you're not makbin if such a thing gets stuck on a kli. But in the case of zephes and mar, these are things that people are makbid. They don't want them to be on the kli zchuchis. This is the whole issue in contemporary life of the labels and all sorts of hadbakot that they attach and they paste on to a kli, and then if you come back from the mikvah and you realize you didn't take them off. So people are makbid on that. In any event, you see clearly from this Mishnah in Taros that we are makbil kli zchuchis, and the question is why? I mean, you're going through the dinim of chatzitza, it must be that you need tefillah. Well, Reish Lakish says that kli zchuchis should be equated to kli cheres. So why not say that this equation will go all the way, and there's no tara in a mikvah of kli zchuchis? So the Gemara answers, you're right, that kli zchuchis should have the same din as kli cheres, and they don't have tara b'mikvah. Hochamai Askina, that Mishnah in Mikvos, is talking about a case of kigon shenikvu vehitif lesochan avar. Avar is oferes, some sort of a lead. So we're talking about a kli cheres that nikvu. Nikvu means that somebody drilled a hole in them and they're no longer roi l'shimush. Is batal mihem din kli cheres. That's mafkir the shame kli cheres because of the nekev. But he added some layer of ever, some sort of a metal substance, and as a result, he was so same as hanekev. He closed up the hole, so the keli now becomes a keli again because it's roi l'shimush. And this Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, he diomar hakol holech achar hamamad, that the status of a kli depends upon that which keeps the kli going, so to speak, which is mamad the kli. Now here the mamad was oferes, it was aver, it was a min mateches. So even though the guf hakli basically is a glassware, it's made of glass, but nevertheless it has the din al pi din of a kli mateches, which lends itself to tara in a mikveh. The sanya we learned in a brisa, klei zchuchis shenikvu, vehitif lesochan ever, or ovar. So there's this lead substance, this alferes, that was used to be sosem the nekev. It's like you have a cavity in your tooth, you fill the cavity. So they filled this cavity with oferes or ovar. It's Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Meir mitame v'chachomim mitarim. Rabbi Meir holds that such a kli, after you associate the hole in it with oferes, it's mekabel to minat Torah, because we look at the maimid, that which is there to put the kli together. And this maimid was made of mateches, and therefore their status, the status of the kli is that of a kli mateches, and therefore it's metame. And if it's metame, then you can put it in a mikvah. Chachomim mitarin. The chachomim say that this kli is not makabel tuma, as far as the doraisa is concerned. It doesn't have the status of kli mateches, because the ikar of the kli, the mainstay of the kli, is zchuchus, is glass, which is not makabel tuma. It's only a kli zchuchus, which is generally makabel tuma, midrabanan. Maybe we can call it a kli zchuchus midrabanan, but it's not, we're not going to apply the principle, we don't accept the principle of holchen achar maimid. No, ain't holchen achar maimid, but rather holchen achar ikar kli. So if you have a complete kli zchuchus that's not broken, then dino ki kli cheres v'ein lem tara b'mikvah. But if you have a kli that had a nekev, and then you associate the nekev with ofares, then, according to Rabbi Meir, that kli, since the Dovra Maimid was a mateches, now takes on the status of a kli mateches, and therefore all the dinim of tefila b'mikvah apply, and the din of chatzitza b'meila applies. And the Gemara wants to suggest that that's the shita of the Mishnah. Right, what was Akasha? We had a Mishnah in Mikvos that said Elu Hemach Chotzitzim V'Kli Zchuchus Zephes and more. And we're going to say that that's a case of a Kli Zchuchus that had a breakage, and that breakage was fixed up by Mateches, by Oferes. Now the Gemara asks another kasha on Reish Lakish. If you're telling me that the reason why Kli Zchuchus Midrabanan is Makabel Tuma is because the Chacham made it into a Kli Cheres, and here we're taking a look at Tezayin Amud Aleph. If that be so, then Lo Litame Migabon. We said that what's unique about a Kli Cheres is that it's only mekabel tuma mitocho, but not migabo, not on the outside of the kli. So for example, if let's say you had a kli cheres, and the dofnei kli came in contact with tuma, in such a case, the kli is not mekabel tuma, because if it's a kli cheres, and the negiah b'tuma was from the outside of the kli, not from the inside of the kli, then it's not makabel tumah. Is aloma tnan? Why do we learn in the Mishnah in Kalim, klei cheres uklei neser tum asom shava mitame umitame meavirehem mitame meachorehem v'ein mitame migabehem ushvirasam mitarasam. So this Mishnah establishes which kelim have the status of a kli cheres. First, the kli cheres itself. And what's unique here is that the tumah is mi'aviron, and there's no tumah mi'gamon. migaba means me'achoreihem. I'm sorry, it says emetam migabeihem. So it's a dover tomei that came on the outside, on the gav hakli, the outside of the kli, the tfanas hakli mibachutz. It's not metame. And the only way of being metired is through shvira. So this is the famous Mishnah Kelim Perek Beis of kli cheres. Now we had kli neser, which are made from a certain white ground, white sand. And the white sand has the status of a kli cheres. In any event, what's missing here? Kli zchuchus is not mentioned here. The Gemara says klei neser uklei cheres hu demitamosam shava, that you could take klei neser and you could equate it with klei cheres. They have the same dinim, but midiachrini lo. Now, for example, kli zchuchus is not mentioned, implying that kli zchuchus would not have the same status of tuma as kli cheres, which would probably mean that if kli zchuchus falls into the general category of kelim, then they are mekabel tuma even migabam, even if some sheretz falls on the outside of the kli, if it's a glass kli. And that's the kasha in Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says the whole reason why kli zchuchus is mekabel tuma is gzeira, because it's dome l'kli cheres. So why shouldn't the din be equal to shava b'hem l'din cheres? And the tumah should be a tumah of aviram, but not me'al gabon. Here he says that kli neser is something that's called nitrom, and it's similar to a kli cheres, and it has the same din of a kli cheres. Mistamim umitamim bi'avir. In other words, if tumah goes into the airspace inside of these kli cheres, that's called bitochom. Is even though the tumah did not come in direct contact with the dofen akli, nevertheless the kli becomes tomei. And if the kli is already tomei, then it would be metame ochlin or mashkim, which would be tluyim ba'avir, which would be suspended in the airspace inside the kli cheres, even if there's no touching between the ochlin and the mashkin and the dafnos akli, which is based on the pasuk kol kli cheres eshel yipol me'em el tocho v'kol she v'tocho yitma. And then it says umitamin me'achoreihem, which means that it could be tame ochel and mashkim from achoreihem, that came in contact with the outside of the kli. Once the inside of the kli became tame, it's mitame through and through, even for foodstuff that comes in contact with the outside of the kli. But eino mitamin me'achoreihem, however, they don't receive or contract tumah from outside, on something that came in contact with the outside of the kli. Shenemar, this is based on the pasuk kol asher yipol mehen el tocho, and the Gemara is going to darshin that mitocho hu mitame v'enu mitame migabo, and that's in contrast to all other kelim that did not receive, that did not contract tumah from the avir until the tumah touches the kli. And once it touches the kli, it doesn't matter whether the tumah came in contact with the kli. This is in general, Caleb. Bein migabo bein mitocho becomes tomei. And that's based on a Mishnah in the first perek of Chulin. It says, Tohar b'kli cheres, tomei b'chol ha-kelim. Tohar b'chol ha-kelim, tomei b'kli cheres. Is now, we're going to contrast, or exclude, if you will, a kli zchuchus. That doesn't have the same din as a kli cheres, because actually kli zchuchus is mentioned at the beginning of this Mishnah, and it's not mentioned at the end of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah speaks about kli cheres. So this becomes a stira to Reish Lakish, who says that the status of a kli cheres should be that of, status of a kli zchuchus should be that equivalent to that of a kli cheres. So the Gemara answers, Amri, they said in the yeshiva that kevan dechi nishtabru yeshlem takana, a kli zchuchus is, you're able, just in terms of the physics of it, to fix up the kli, reconstruct the kli even after it breaks. That's not true for a kli cheres. Once it breaks, that's it. But what's the takana of a kli schuchis? He can make it into a kli again, and all he has to do is again, you know, heat up the glass. That's called lahatichav. The lachs are lachs mem kalim. So therefore, in that sense, the kli schuchis is dome to a kli mateches, and therefore shavinu rabbanon ki kli matochos. As far as the din of being makabel tuma, they equated a kli schuchis to a kli matochos. Just like in a kli matochos, there's kabos tuma migabon, or if you want to call it mechareim, is so too. There is a kabos tuma and a kli schuchis al gabon or mi gabon. Now, Elamiyata, the Gemara is going to ask now, if this be the case that the Chacham gave Kli Schuchas the din of Kli Matochos, that it should be Mekabel Tum Megabon, and therefore, when they break, since when they break, they have a Takon, it's like a Kli Mateches, is then, the Gemara says, if they became Tomei, or Tar B'Shvira, is Yachzeru L'Tumasa Ma'yishana, after you fix up the kli, it should go back to its original state, right? This kli schuchis, as it was before its breakage, and you're going to have to require tefillah b'mikvah in order to be mitar them kikli matochos, because in the case of a kli matochos, kli mateches, if they became tame, and then they broke down, and then you remake the kli from the breakage, from the shvarim, the breaking pieces, then it goes back to the original tumah as it was before, until you tovah let him in a mikvah. So don't think that shvira automatically removes the state of tumah. And the Gemara now is going to quote a Mishnah in Kalim to prove this halacha of kli matochos, that after its breakage it goes back. If you put it together again, it goes back to its original state. And the Gemara is asking, if you're equating now a kli schuchas with a kli matochos, that their dinim should be equal, and this should, and you already said that the kli schuchas like a kli matochos mekabel tum migabam, so why shouldn't their dinim be the same as far as shvira and after shvira when you put it together? And you mitaken it. So we're really left hanging with the kasha of this gemara, which in Mirtz Hashem, we're going to review this kasha in order to learn and study the teretz of the gemara. So basically, where we'll start in Mirtz Hashem in the next shir is with the gemara's tumas kleis chuches derabbanon, and that you'll see right in the middle of the Amud. And that's the Mirtz Hashem. We will pick it up in the next shiur.